the local community has put in hours that we will never see or ever hear about to make sure that their community was being bettered, and that's what they've done. And we just couldn't find ourselves and ourselves to fix two or three potholes because they were inches off the main carriageway. And I absolutely felt really embarrassed by this. I think it's a disgrace and I don't think it's good enough. At the end of the day, I know and I fully understand that the road section has a remit and all that, right? And this is absolutely no reflection on to the road staff itself that's on the road every day filling potholes and doing what they do. But when senior management is instructing, which I've been told, other staff not to fill them in because that section was not on our road schedule, is not good enough. It's not good enough at all. When you think, like I says, the hours, the times, the months, the years that has been invested to get that project to where it is now, and we just can't fill in two or three small little potholes.
And is this going to
I felt embarrassed.
Is this going to be another case where there's a grey area where it's unsure who owns the land and it's the kind of thing that's just going to continually get worse, or is there a solution around this?
Well, I've spoke to other sections within the council, and I recognise the hard work and the commitment that our staff has given to this project over many, many years. But for me, the frustration is, and the embarrassment for me is that it's a couple of shovelfuls. It's a couple of shovelfuls of tar macadam that could have been easily just filled and left at that, not needing for me to go on social media or to go on county radio to highlight this issue, to try to force them to actually put a couple of shovels of tar macadam into one of the biggest tourist attractions within our county. And if the senior staff can't see the importance of that, well, I'll leave the public to make that decision on that view and that.